This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what do you guys want to do today? It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. South Florida, we're down here for the Unlock Your Power to Heal event following the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon. It is sold out. You could try camping out. Maybe somebody will let you in, but it's sold out. Go to Stockton, Alabama. We've got the link up in the show notes. Maybe there's a no-show and you want to get in. I feel really good, Super Don. People are
somehow.
I'm just
going to guess there will be no-shows.
It just could happen. I mean, you know, it's a nice November afternoon in South Florida. People might want to go to the beach instead of listen to me or Paul Bertero or Michael Haley.
Nah.
So if you see the picture in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, a festive picture, we were at a restaurant called Market 17 yesterday, a farm-to-table. You know how I love those farm-to-tables. And, oh, my gosh, did I eat. We were celebrating a half a century of my lovely wife, and she ate well, too. And we all did great on the food. It's just, I tell you what, as much as I love food, you never know it by looking at me because I don't carry it. It goes right in, it goes right out. But it was fantastic. And we had something called a Wahoo. Not Wahoo.
Oh, okay.
One of those. Right. It was a special fish. Holy tamale, was that good. Melt in your mouth good. And
awesome.
I'm just starting today talking about food because I'm still, like, salivating over them. That's what's going on.
It's a great picture. Great group picture there. It looks like everybody had a great time.
Yep. We had a nice birthday celebration. The kids are all having fun. My daughter's having a reunion with old school chums, pals, whatever they say at that age. And my son is out there with a British Special Forces operative firing off 50 caliber, I don't know what they are, but oh my
wow.
God, he's texting me saying, oh man, it's the greatest thing ever, Dad, thanks. I'm learning to clean up the things and, I'm helping out. So anyway, it's a cool weekend, I have to say. I'm really
awesome.
Pleased as we start today's show.
Awesome. All right.
You know, we need to alert Jerry Doyle about something. There's a big news story we're going to open up with, and he'll be all over this. And it's about saturated fat, right? Saturated fat. Ooh, bad. Nobody should eat saturated fat, right? Because it'll make you fat. It'll clog your arteries. It'll give you a heart attack, right? Oh, wrong.
Wrong.
another new study confirms what RSB has been saying for how long? Years and years and years and years and years. That a diet loaded with saturated fat does not result in elevated fat levels in the blood. So, pray tell, what does? Daniel, on the board up at GCN, snowbound. Actually, is it melting up there yet, Daniel? There's no snow, right? It's warm in Minnesota. I hope it's warm up there. I know it doesn't get warm very often. But if saturated fat doesn't clog your arteries, doesn't increase the risk for heart attacks and strokes and all that stuff, what possibly could be the thing that causes it? I mean, this is going to be a pop quiz, but I'm not going to wait long enough for somebody to call in. By the way, if you want to call in today, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Jonathan Emord will be joining us, Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times as well. Also, we should have Amanda Haley from Stockton, Alabama, where I'm hosted today, and hopefully Paul Barrettiero as well. We'll talk about the hydrogen molecules, the molecular hydrogen in water, and what that's doing, a little bit more healing. So we got that, too, going on. So, all right, end of pop quiz. If it's not saturated fat, could it be
Satan?
Satan?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was good. Good beat. That was a good one. Nice line there.
That's what it sounded like. That's where you were going. Anyway, what could it be?
Speaking of Saturday Night Live, before I get to the answer, because I know people are just waiting for it, Saturday Night Live last night did a skit on, remember, I'm Just a Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here on Capitol Hill. And then guess what? President Obama comes out and shoves that bill down the steps of Capitol Hill. And then this other thing that looks like a bill, but it's an executive order, comes walking in. And it says, I'm an executive order, and I just do stuff. Boom, I'm done. And it was really a pointed thing, a shocking thing for Saturday Night Live to do. Because, it kind of took on Obama, which nobody on the left has really ever done over the years he's been president, until maybe more recently, about the unilateral decision to allow 5 million undocumented immigrant aliens from another planet to just be here. And so I think it's very interesting and telling that it looks like the left is abandoning Obama. But, of course, there's always a play on some other level we'll get to. In fact, that's probably the cause of cardiovascular disease right there, Obama's executive order.
Executive order. Illegal immigration.
That's causing heart attacks.
Definitely.
And for some. Maybe everybody. I don't know. So where are we going? No, it's refined carbohydrates. And I think the study confirms this, that you eat a lot of refined carbs. That's really the issue for increasing the, let's say, risk and realities of, what is this word they're using? Palmitoleic acid. Levels of palmitoleic acid were reduced with a low carbohydrate intake and increased as participants consumed progressively larger amounts of carbohydrates over the study. So they're looking at this palmitoleic acid as a primary indicator of cardiovascular disease, perhaps the clogging of the arteries. Now, remember, for years I've been saying, listen, it isn't fat that makes you fat, and it isn't fat that clogs your arteries, technically. It's the inflammation caused by toxins, deficiencies, etc., and even the sugars that are not being adequately, mopped up from the blood and delivered into the cells where they're needed, or converted, into fat for storage. And they have literally, a crystalline structure, particularly in the metabolic waste category. If you can think of shards of glass flying through your arteries, and that creates injuries, wounds, inflammation that needs to be patched and repaired. And God bless cholesterol. The Creator knew what He was doing when He created it, because we are alive today because of cholesterol. In fact, those of you who are abusing your body with refined carbohydrates, that are eating even too much animal protein, not because I'm concerned about the saturated fat, but because of the excess quantity of protein that your digestive system is not able to handle, in certain ones of you out there, and your liver can't process the uric acid, and at that point these uric acid crystals can create these injuries and inflammation within the vascular walls. And at that point, what patches in to repair the damage? Again, God bless cholesterol, right? Mm-hmm. Kick Satan to the curb. Curb, I should say. Because it's cholesterol that saves your life. The 18 and 19-year-olds that died in Korea and Vietnam when they were, analyzed, how they call that, an autopsy after they died, it was a brutal visual into the horrific aspect of, even if they hadn't died in Vietnam or Korea, they likely would have come back and suffered a heart attack not long after, because their vascular system was that like of an old man that had been, eating or abusing food for a long, long time. Now, stress plays a role here. I'm not going to say stress doesn't, but remember, the stress I'm talking about here, it at least starts physical. The physical stress of a wound, of chronic wounds, keeping the injury going, keeping the inflammation in play, and that requires constant patching, constant repairing, constant patching. You never get ahead of the curve. And at that point, now you have this clogging of the arteries occurring, this vascular constriction and restrictions, and then a restricted blood flow. Could be elevated blood pressure. Could be within the coronary arteries where you have now no blood flow, and you talk about a heart attack. The oxygen is not being delivered to the cells of the heart. And it's not because of saturated fat. Again, saturated fat does not make you fat. Saturated fat is critical for your health, your life, your vitality, all of your hormones, your youth. You need saturated fat. Again, I will caveat that by saying it's like the fat I ate last night at Market 17. What did my wife have? A tenderloin? Beef tenderloin. And it was, again, organic grass-fed. I know Super Don likes that more than a coffee enema, by far.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of things that you could add to that list as well. But
you know, the thing that's funny about that is, like, I've never heard you go, when I say coffee enema. So,
yeah.
Just have to mention that.
Well, a beef tenderloin enema would probably hurt.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
If you know, one thing I want to ask you real quick, Robert.
Sure.
One thing I'm noticing here, you know, when we're talking about the rise of saturated fat and what it is that's causing the problem, you were using the word refined when you were referring to the carbohydrates. Now, if you look at this article, nowhere in this article does it differentiate between carbohydrate and refined carbohydrate. How significant is that?
Well, it is very significant because we do need some level of carbohydrate in the diet, and I fear they're going to go to the other end of the spectrum, right? The zero-carb diet, which is also deadly. You know, you have to have some level of carbohydrates. They don't make the distinction, probably, because they're dunderheaded scientists with PhDs, and they can't think in the real world. And, you know, as they're analyzing this, they don't think, like, when they study selenium, what form of selenium? When they study vitamin E, is it synthetic? When they study chromium, is it chromium picolinate? They tend not to acknowledge that it matters. It does matter. And if you are on, again, the refined carbs that contain no trace, there's nothing there but the sugar, that... How do we say it? In nature. What is it in nature? The ultimate carbohydrate, sugar, sugar cane. It contains more chromium than any other food source on the planet. Why? That's a mineral. Because it helps to carry the sugar safely into and out of the cells. That's why nature or God or whatever put it there. And man in his arrogance says, let's pull out all the minerals because they're much more profitable to sell to industry for other purposes, not eating. And therefore, you are left with the waste product of certain mining interests, certain mineral interests, and then they sell it to you because the USDA or the FDA says it's perfectly fine to eat food without those minerals. And therefore, you have carbs that are not carbs in the way that they occur in nature. Am I making some sense here?
Oh, absolutely. I just thought it was interesting. You know, they're looking at carbohydrates, nothing about them being refined.
Yeah, and I think that's the same thing. They don't differentiate between saturated fats that are loaded with pesticides and heavy metals from factory farmed animals, right? Or, you know, the clean saturated fat you can get from coconut oil or even palm oil, interestingly enough. All right, we're going to take a break here. Robert Scott Bell Show on. Jonathan Ebor will join us a little later. We are live from Stockton LO1 today, and we've got veterans, and they're saying something to the AG. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we're back at it, rocking the health world as we do each and every Sunday afternoon here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, Sunday mornings outside of, well, the West Coast of America. And Super Don is here. We got Daniel on the board if you want to call us, 866-939-2355. Live from Stockton, Aloe 1. This is the aloe vera I use for the Silver Aloe Protocol that I write about in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal with TMB. We've got a big event following up. It's sold out, but, you know, if you want to wait for, like, standby tickets, it's like a Broadway show. Standby tickets. Hopefully somebody won't show up, and then maybe you can get in. We'll see. We got lots of cool stuff happening today. Veterans, they have a message, a very powerful and loud message to the Attorney General. Is it still, what's that dunderhead's name, Eric Holder? Is he still here? Eric Holder still around?
Yeah, he's on his way out.
He's on his way out. So the veterans have come together and are imploring the AG to basically reschedule cannabis. And I'm torn about this, the reason being, if the feds say suddenly cannabis is all good, right? Because we've seen it, the states do it, and I like that. But if the feds do it, what happens? They're going to get in and muck it up. They'll likely regulate it in ways the states do not want it to be regulated, and or they will give or grant special approval for forms or strains of the cannabis that will be synthetic, patented, or GMO. That's my biggest concern here. But at the same time, I'm torn with the rescheduling thing in favor of the feds rescheduling it for our veterans. Because they need desperately to get this through the VA system if their states are not allowing them to get it on that state level. And even if they are getting it on the state level, sometimes that messes with their ability to accept and get and covered treatment from the Veterans Administration hospital. So you see my dilemma in going, yes, the feds should reschedule for the sake of the veterans, but at the same time, they could end up screwing it up for everybody else.
It's never easy with these guys, you know?
I know.
Come on.
Why can't it just be simple, right?
They gotta get their hands in it, and it just screws everything up. But it's, you know, listen, this country's going through growing pains right now. It's one of those things. Yeah. It's just, listen, I mean, you saw what happened with the last, with the election. We got, three states and one territory that have legalized, you know, marijuana to some degree. And it's going to happen. Yeah. It's inevitable. And it's going to be kind of clunky, but it's going to happen. And these poor veterans, I mean, when it comes to a lot of the things that they're dealing with, when they come back, if they're lucky to survive being overseas and fighting these stupid wars that we're involved in, and they come back home, we're seeing so many veterans that are dying here at home when they get back from the things that they've experienced and you know, the conditions that they're coming back here with. And the cannabis is one of the things that seems to be, having the greatest success, especially with things like PTSD.
Right,
and you get the government in there going, oh, no, we can't approve that. No, it's not, safe, hasn't been proven and stuff. And so the veterans are finally going, hey, wait a minute, listen, we fought for you. We put our lives on the line. We did our duty.
Right.
Now you need to do what you promised you were going to do for us as a result. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of progress being made here.
How awful is it that, again, you said it, they fought for us. This is not now an argument of whether what they're doing is constitutional or not presently, but the fact of the matter is they're over there, they're coming back, we need to support them, we want to bring them home, but if they are home, we want to give them access to the things that will actually work. Who was the guy? Did we have Roger on? What was his name? He was from Grow for Vets. It's
Roger,
like on the state
Martin,
level. Roger,
Colorado,
And that's the kind of thing that we're not waiting on the feds, but at the same time, if these... some of these veterans are destitute. They have little or no money, ability to hold down a job. And so the VA system is their only way to access this. And, of course, as long as the feds have it as a Schedule I, even though it is completely ignoring the science that says there are numerous medical benefits for utilizing it in many different ways, including the PTSD, we've got a completely dysfunctional federal government, which it's not new to say, anywhere in talk radio. Even if you're on a lefty side, you're going to say it's a dysfunctional government for your perspective. But the idea here is if D.C., the District of Columbia, has already made it legal, which they did in a vote, the last vote. And yet Congress still not moving on it. The DEA still not moving on it except to arrest you. And Eric Holder and the AG and the Obama administration still not changing.
Let's give Congress at least a little bit of credit here. 18 members of Congress have actually sent a letter to Holder asking him to remove cannabis from Schedule 1. So progress is being made.
Nice. Well, maybe we can mention some of those 18 members. When we come back, cancer patients overweight. Is it because they're eating too much or is it some other reason? Very interesting perspectives coming up. We should hear from Paul Barrichero, our good buddy from Echo Water. That's robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. 6 days a week.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrichero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, so that story about the veterans.
Yeah.
And you kind of gave props to Congress.
Yeah.
And you said there were like 18 that had signed the letter to kind of say, hey, get off your tushy, AG holder.
Right.
Do you know any of them that we've heard of? Any of the congressmen we can?
Actually, going through the names, there's a few here that are familiar, but the one that jumped out is Steve Cohen.
Yeah.
If you recall, Steve Cohen, last week we were talking about him because there was a hearing having to do with security at the White House because, you know, they've had these people jumping over the fences and running into the White House and they're scratching their head going, how did that happen? And Steve Cohen at a hearing last week suggested that they build a moat around the White House.
That's the moat guy. The Moat guy got a hold of some bad weed, I think.
I think he was smoking some weed during that hearing to come up with a deal like that.
I think it was cut with mushrooms for him to do that. All right. That's rather interesting.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move into more discussion of health and healing, cancer specifically. Here's a study, and you threw this at me earlier this morning to look at. Overweight cancer patients may be malnourished. Now, what struck you about this particular subject or headline?
Well, I think people in general, if they look at somebody, and let's say, you know, they have cancer, and they look at them, and, you know, let's say they happen to be, you know, what would be considered overweight, I think generally people will automatically assume that that person is having no problem with eating, having no problem with being, quote, nourished. And it's interesting because when we've talked about this before, that just being overweight doesn't mean that you have all the nourishment that you need. In fact, you can be right. overweight and be malnourished. And this is really cool that they've pointed this out here.
Yeah, it is. Overweight patients may benefit but from being tested for malnutrition, according to a new study. Obesity increases the risk for cancer, is what they've said for many years. So many patients are overweight or obese at diagnosis and are typically not screened for malnutrition because they appear to be well-nourished. That's the authors that they write in the Annals of Oncology. Now, also, it's interesting that obese cancer patients tend to survive longer than underweight patients. And, you know, I've said this for many years as well. If you are tending to be overweight, that is a protective adaptation for survival. If you're eating garbage, if you're toxically poisoned, if you have let's say raised on Twinkies and Ho-Hos, and you're the one, because you know there's some friends that can eat that way and they don't get fat, and you're like, what's going on? You're actually, the fatties are safer long term for survivability because their bodies adapt and they tuck away the toxic poisons that they can't detoxify into the fat cells, into the tissues, hopefully to protect the vital organs. Now that can only hold steady for so long until you're exhausted, your defenses are down, and then that even overwhelms the adaptation. But the reality is here, you're right, Super Don, you are become toxic. These toxins fill up the receptor sites for key nutrients and minerals as well. They block the absorption of the good stuff if you're even getting it in. And those who are leaner, of course, can burn things through, but they're also less protected from the exposure to these toxins because their body doesn't adapt by throwing more fat to protect the organs.
It's like a survival thing, right? I mean, the body kicks in and it does that. And on the other side of the coin, when people are overweight and they've been eating incorrectly and the body kicks into survival mode and is gaining the weight to try and protect the body, when those people try and lose weight, and they're burning that fat, doesn't that release the toxins then
that has been
stored away? Yeah.
That is correct. That is the most dangerous part of being overweight, is not the losing weight per se, but the way you do it. And that's why I get so bummed, watching these commercials. Not that I really watch them, but you know they're out there for the Weight Watchers and all of those things. Because I don't know of any that are in mainstream that really promote high-level detoxification as a primary starting point or an adjunct with whatever diet that is typically a TV dinner with loads of additives, preservatives, and things that also add to the toxic burden of the body. So if you're going to lose weight, do it like we do with our buddy Dr. Newsom. You know, we float the toxins out just like they got in there. We're going to do it with the water, you know, the Echo water. These are the things that will really matter because they'll actually help you to do it safely. Because we understand the pathways of elimination. It's not just about dropping the fat. It's what's in the fat that if it's relinquished, if it's let loose on the body, that can be very dangerous. Now, having said that, another danger is modern medicine in their penchant to fear or frighten women to remove their body parts because they might one day up and cause cancer, as if breasts cause cancer. Here's a story from the Detroit Free Press coming out of the Los Angeles Times. Evidence is mounting that too many women with early-stage breast cancer are opting for mastectomies instead of having breast-conserving surgeries that offer the same odds of survival. I would not argue for surgery unless it's an extreme necessity, but the reality is nothing in this report acknowledges any detoxification protocols, any estrogenic discussion of xenoestrogens and pesticides causing this, heavy metals, especially mercury. None of that is discussed. It's only about, oh my gosh, we've been so effective at frightening women that they're having their boobies lopped off because they're afraid that their boobies cause cancer. And we've covered it. Angelina Jolie has done a great disservice to women as well as many others. We need to detoxify. We need more selenium. We need more iodine. look, the Truth About Cancer series that Ty Bollinger put together, the Quest for the Cures. We go into this kind of situation here. And that you women, what do we got to do, Super Don? I know we're a couple of dunderheaded men, but what do we got to do to encourage women to hold on to their body parts?
Well, even though we're dunderheaded men, that doesn't mean that we aren't, you know, we aren't experts, at least in that area. Being men, you know, kind of qualifies us to.
We're perfectly willing to hold on to their body parts. Why won't they? Right? What's wrong with this picture?
Anyway. Yeah, well, listen, we talk about Angelina Jolie. I think there have been a few other celebrities that have kind of followed suit as if they're trying to be the poster children of you know, saving your life in case you have the Fricagene.
My wife just did a spit take, by the way. She's got her tea. She spit it out everywhere when I said that. So, I don't think I'm in trouble because she was laughing, so that's good. I'm okay. Everybody worried about Super Don or Robert Scott? I don't know, RSB, if you said that, if your wife would be get you in trouble, but I'm okay.
What it comes down to is education. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, we need to, it's when you get an Angelina Jolie out there, you know, doing this kind of stuff, a lot of people are influenced by celebrities. You know, if the celebrity's doing it, that must, you know, be the right thing to do. Unfortunately, people are influenced that way. It's just about education. People need to understand that you don't need to do that. And you know the example that we always throw out there, and it's kind of funny if you really think about it. If you know, let's say Matthew McConaughey, you know, ran out there and said, you know, I found out I had a gene, you know, that might give me testicular cancer later on. I just cut my huevos off. You know, how many guys would be running down the street going, "Hey, I want to do that too." No,
we'd say, "Matthew, you're out of you're off your rocker. We're not doing that." But you know, women are like lemmings in this because they've been frightened by the male dominated allopathic pharmaceutical syndicate, if you will. Listen, I want to take a break from this, and we'll go into that because we've got questions of the day, and I don't know how I'm going to fit them in with Jonathan Emord coming up, Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times next hour. This is for, I don't know who wrote this because they didn't leave their name, but they said, "Hey, Robert Scott, hopefully you could just speak about the dangers of eating chemical preservatives, processed flours, etc., and perhaps talk about how you balance your time between having a living relationship with your wife and family and healthful eating practices and making a difference by sharing your knowledge to help educate your fellow man and womankind." Hmm. Now I'm tired. Do I do all that? Oh, my gosh.
With
I'm not sure how to
brain tied behind your back, sir.
Yeah, and maybe share how it is that you don't have a superiority complex with all your intelligence.
Wow.
And then they says, "I can't imagine that you would ever talk down to your wife or forget that she is as smart as yourself." You know, honestly, my wife's smarter than me. She won't acknowledge it. She'll say, "No, it's not true." I say, "It absolutely is true." But it's a very funny... I don't know what's going on with this question.
I mean, there are some people, and listen, in talk radio, and sometimes even in health talk radio, when you listen to some of these shows, there is a bit of an ego there. There is a bit of a pride thing. It's a you know, look, I'm right, you're wrong, do it this way, or you're going to die, or whatever. And, yeah, I mean, when you listen to somebody like you, I'm stroking your ego a little bit here.
I'm purring.
Yeah. No, listen, we don't tell people, you know, look, it's this way or the highway. Or if you don't do this, you're dumb. Or if you don't do this, then you're wrong. Listen, we have opinions, but ultimately the choice is yours, right? I mean, look, if you choose to do it, great. But we're not going to take away that choice.
We got my buddy Paul. He's here. Paul Bertero, Echo Water. robertswater.com. Paul, did you hear that question of the day? I don't know if you heard it about, about not talking down to our wives. We don't.
But oh my gosh.
Hold on. Let me see. Do I have the level on there?
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we got you, Paul.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't ever talk down to your wife.
No. Even if she deserves it, which she never does, right?
She knows where you sleep.
Even if you think they do.
Yes. Don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'll tell you, 20-some years ago when I was a young businessman and a salesperson or whatever, and I remember one day thinking when I went to an account that was a really tough customer, and they were just horrible, and I was so nice and respectful no matter what they said, and I left there thinking, you know, if I showed that much respect to my family no matter what they do...
Right.
I'll always be in the right place because the reason that we are kind to other people is because they represent money, right? They represent, you know, so you're willing to put up with stuff, but sometimes with our families, we're the harshest.
Yes.
Because we feel comfortable or we feel that relationship, it's okay, but it's not okay.
No, it's not. Yeah. I know, and that's the thing. We're celebrating 20 years of marriage, Paul and me, not to each other, but to different, right? So we know what we're talking about. Super Don, you've been at it for a long time. 13 years, yeah.
13.
And listen, on the issue that this guy's writing about eating preservatives, processed flours, etc., it matters because even at parts per million, you're overwhelming the vital tools of life, your enzymes, your hormones at parts per billion, parts per 150 billion, parts per trillion. And that's why we need the Echo Water going in. We've got about, 30 seconds at the end of this break, and then we've got to talk about something else. So, Paul, how do they get the Echo Water?
I'll just call 1-800-337-7017 and hit the button for sales. And they can talk to whoever's there ready to go. So.
And we're going to be talking about it to South Florida after the show today.
We are.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, it's kind of macabre, but it's not. What is the most popular song to play at funerals? Frank Sinatra has lost out on this one, finally. We're going to find out who replaced that song. Super Don's got a few listed, and... listen, maybe it'll be a happy song. Let's find out. After this on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, linking up all of the things around the world, including the Echo Water, robertswater.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Yes, we are rocking the health world now with Paul Barrichello and Amanda Haley. She's with Stockton LO1 hosting us today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Amanda, you look lovely.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you. I won't tell you what she's wearing. You'll have to come out to the event and see it. Unlock your
Well, you won't see it then.
No, that's right. She's changing.
That's right.
All right.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do that. That would be.
Okay. Sexy radio time. Unlock your power to heal starts up after the broadcast today. And Aloe One, it's the aloe that I recommend for the Silver Aloe Protocol. And, of course, for cleaning the body out and hydrating it and detoxifying it, robertswater.com. That's the aloe water I use. We're all here together. Your husband, Michael Haley, will be speaking today as well.
Yes, he
will. Paul will be speaking. And we have one other lady opening up on raw food.
Yes, Isabel Valley.
Isabel Valley. So we're going to visit the Valley of Raw Food coming up.
That's right.
All right. Excellent. Now,
the Valley of Health.
Yeah, but what is it about the Valley of the Shadow of Death? That's the Bible thing, right? We're getting a little macabre here because at funerals, right? Four weddings and a funeral. Remember that? All those movies about it? There's a lot of comedy, weirdly enough, in funerals even. Now, in my father's funeral, we played some Neil Diamond, of course, Super Don, Don't Groan. We played Captain Sunshine.
Okay.
That was one of the songs.
Because
he was Captain Sunshine, my dad. He would bring sunshine and fun and laughter wherever he went. And so we did that. But people are, you know, picking songs. And what is the song that everybody thought was like number one or has been that's just been...
You know, the one for a long time has been Frank Sinatra's I Did It My Way.
My Way. I've been to a lot of funerals, but I've never heard that played at a funeral. Have you?
I have, yes.
You have heard it? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So Amanda has. So what's replaced it?
Well, guess what? In the UK, for the first time in a decade, this particular song knocked out Frank Sinatra from the number one spot. It's from our buddies at Monty Python, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Do we have that? Can we hear it? Oh, yeah.
Bright side of life. Come on. Always look on the bright side of life.
See, they've got the right accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could deal with that.
It's kind of funny. I mean, obviously, you know, it's kind of funny. Shows that, you know, the UK has a little bit of a sense of humor. And,
well,
and
they do. Monty Python shows that. But I think, you know, how it is at funerals, you like to find reasons to brighten the mood. You know, you try to speak about the highest things of somebody's life. So were there any other options on that list?
Yeah, well, they had a whole different list here, but, you know, I actually came across an unpublished secret list of songs that didn't quite make it. They were kind of runners-up, and so I thought I'd present these. These are songs that didn't quite make the list of songs that should be played at a funeral. Here's the first one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not that's really. Did not quite.
Don't
make
play
the,
though.
Didn't yeah. quite make the list. Second runner up on that list was this one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of voted against that. Didn't weren't really in favor.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Totally appropriate.
You're like John Gotti, a gangster.
Yeah, third runner up was this one, which I kind of like. I mean, everybody in the pews are going to be tapping their feet to this one, but didn't seem quite appropriate.
Not and appropriate, then, no.
Yeah, and then this one, people weren't really big on this one here, but I think for certain funerals, it might be appropriate. Runner-up number four.
The Mario, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Well, if you don't like your in-law and she's gone, you can sneak that into the playlist. Oh, super Don. I can't even say you're a bad host. That was great finding those on the list to not play at a funeral. So thank you for lightening up the mood. Not that anybody was macabre today, but we got a lot of laughter out there, and that's healing. So that fits. You have earned your producer's pay today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing next? I got Paul here. We got Amanda here. We're gonna after the next hour, we're gonna be heading over to this Pompano Beach location in South Florida, and we're just gonna unlock their power to heal.
Yes, we are. We're gonna rock their world with some great information. That's for certain.
That's right.
We're gonna be doing silver aloe shots.
Silver aloe shots.
Yep.
We're going to be tasting some nice, good raw food.
Yummy.
Yes. Yeah.
And Paul, you got Echo Water right there for everybody?
We got water on tap, baby.
All right. Call Paul after hours, 800-337-7017, and play him a happy song. No, not Highway to Hell. No.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Stairway to Heaven, maybe. No one picked that. All right. Well, listen, guys and gals, thank you for being here. Amanda, Paul, thank you. We're going to be back with more Powerful Healing and Jonathan Emord after the break because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.